Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. This morning devotion, let us meditate upon this beautiful and powerful scripture from Jesus' mouth. It says in Matthew 18:18, "Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosened or loosed in heaven." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the great authority that Jesus has given to us is to, you know, forgive the sins of our brothers and sisters. When we are offended, we can come to a place and we can bring that offense before the presence of God. And once we have confronted our brother with love, you know, we can destroy the power of Satan in Jesus' name. All right. Let me encourage you from a story of Joshua. God told Joshua in 8:18 of Joshua, "Stretch out the spear that is in your hand toward I, for I will give it into your hand." Right? It's amazing how courageous you feel when God is backing you up. When you know He is on your side, you can say, "No weapon that is formed against me will prevail," as Isaiah 54:17 says so. But overconfidence is self-confidence that's not based on God confidence. All right. Our problem is we plan, say, and do things without first checking to find out if God is behind us. Do you remember what the evil spirit said to those trying to mimic Apostle Paul's ministry when they weren't empowered by God's Spirit? Right? In Acts chapter 19, verse 15, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" When you are under attack, you need to know that, number one, first thing, you are in the right standing with God, as the Bible calls us in 2 Corinthians 5:19, that we have the righteousness of God, we have the right standing of God with us. Secondly, it is very important for us to understand that it is God's fight as well as yours. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15, it's recorded, right? The battle belongs to the Lord. And then thirdly, you must understand that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. The Bible talks about that. Jesus said in Matthew 18:18, there must be agreement in both realms. If it is not approved where God is, it shouldn't be approved where you are. Your confidence comes from knowing you're operating in His will. The Bible calls us laborers together with God in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. So you can't go off and do your own thing. Don't try moving any mountain that the Lord doesn't want to be moved, or raising anybody from the dead except the Lazarus He calls forth. We do on earth only what He has declared to be His will in heaven, and He backs us up. Amen? Hallelujah. So find the will of God, do the will of God, live the will of God, and you will walk in the success of God, in the goodness and the grace of God that He has given for every believer. Amen. My sheep heareth my voice, and they follow Him. Follow Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so, so grateful to You for this beautiful day, O God, and we want to say thank You because You are a God who never fails. You are a God who never changes. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Abba, Father, Your word is truth. Your word never fails. The corridors of heaven will fall apart, but Your word will never fall. Hallelujah. And we want to say thank You. Your word has promised that, Lord God Almighty, Father God, that whatever we'll bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. Therefore, I pray, give us the grace, O God, to overcome every offense, overcome every unforgiveness, overcome every power of Satan, overcome every obstacle and hindrances that the enemy brings on our pathway. Lord, we take authority, we destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we want to say thank you that today we will hear your voice and we will do your will in the name of the Lord. But Father, as your flock steps out today and Lord enters into their job realm, into their business realm and running the errands for the day, I release your anointing upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one. And Lord, you will enlarge their territory. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. Father, we know that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. Today, by faith, we appropriate and obtain our healing in Jesus' name. Because the Lord God Almighty, that's our birthright as believers. And we want to say thank you for your healing that flows in us. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority. Because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.